A senior member of the Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, has slammed President Mahmoud Abbas's decision to dissolve the Palestinian Legislative Council. Hamas lawmaker Yahya Musa said the move will destroy the political system and open the door to chaos. He said the assembly expires only when a new parliament is formed after elections. Musa rejected Abbas' claims that Hamas blocks national unity, accusing Fatah of hindering Egyptian efforts to achieve Palestinian reconciliation. The remarks came after Abbas said he considered dissolving the Legislative Council and called for elections in 6 months. Hamas won the last parliamentary elections in 2006 in a landslide, resulting in an electoral dispute with Abbas's Fatah party. The split has led to failure of several reconciliation attempts. The parliament has not met since 2007. Osaka-based peace activist Ryan Dawson told us that Abbas goes as far as blackmailing his own people to get his way politically.
Hamas's accusations of Abbas's government are very accurate. Abbas has been paid off. This is not a secret to anybody. We had events earlier when Egypt was cutting power off to Gaza. We know largely that they're paid to look the other way. You don't govern like that. You don't threaten to shut the government down or threaten to discontinue pay for government workers because you're not getting your way politically for what your party wants or what you want personally. That's not how you conduct business. That's blackmailing people and say, well, no one's going to collect, do sewage treatment or any of the facilities that the government vitally needs to do unless you yield. That is just strong arming the opposition, and that's not how democracies work. If they don't unify against Israel's colonization of the West Bank and snipers shooting children in Gaza, I don't know what could possibly unify these two factions. They definitely have a common enemy. The problem is Abbas's government is paid to look the other way.